Welcome to On the Roadcast.
Snacks,
trucks,
and rock and roll.
We need a driver.
Shall I be your driver? Or
yes, please.
Yes. No, really, I hate... Vicky doesn't have a license and I hate driving, so...
Rub it in.
I sit there and I drive for hours and hours and I get so aggressive. I want to cry. I want to scream. I'm rude.
I want to cry. I want to scream because she's rude.
So why don't you have a license for driving?
Because it's better for everybody else. It's safer for everybody on the street. Fun fact. I probably still know how to drive a car and a motorcycle, but I just don't and I don't have a license. It's better this way. Trust me.
One day we'll have a driver.
I do ride bicycles, not so successfully because I had an accident last year.
Is it also dangerous meeting you on the bicycle?
It's very dangerous. Yeah. No, train tracks are.
That's why we need a driver.
My enemies. Yes.
Anyway, the reason we were driving is because we are in Klagenfurt because we're visiting our dear friend Tommy,
Hi. Master of hot stuff,
master
and
of hot
sauces.
Today I've been at a local fair called Herbstmesse in Klagenfurt. It's definitely the place to be because loads of very strange people.
And what are you doing there? Selling?
Selling hot sauces.
Hot sauces. Yeah. Tommy's hot sauces. We got some samples here that we're going to try in a second.
Yes.
Yeah, some new stuff, some old stuff.
We also have Tom's Hot Rods Raspberry.
It's very good. I've tried
chocolate
it.
Chili sticks and orange...
Orange dark and chocolate raspberry. And raspberry with dark chocolate.
And then we have your new...
Brennstoff, burning stuff. Some
spicy.
Kind of barbecue sauces.
Spicy
so it's
curry.
It's hot like a hot ketchup. It's not really hot like a hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm
it's
try it.
Very fruity. This one is made with apricots and curry. And it's called Currylicious.
Smells so good. Currylicious.
Very creative. I love it.
Okay. Yeah.
Which one is your favorite? Because you have a variety of sauces. Which one
as,
is
as producer,
your favorite?
I have to say every hot sauce is my favorite. No.
That's an excuse, man. We need a...
actually, the first of these I created was the Holy Smoke. It's a kind of spicy barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been pretty stunned by this one. But then we created another one, the Currylicious. And I think I even like the Currylicious a bit more. Yeah.
I'm going to try it. I only know the other one, the barbecue one. It's with made with plums.
Yep.
And I've never tried the Currylicious. Also, I'm going to dip these tortelli in them. These are like my favorite Italian snacks. It's just
dough.
It's just plain dough.
It's not chain dough, it's plain dough. And
Torelli.
They're so good and I'm going to dip them in the sauce.
You can dip too if you want.
Yeah,
this is an ASMR cast, basically.
Okay.
Not really, but...
I'm going to take the barbecue.
Mm.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. Oh, shit. This kind of reminds me of Bosna sauce.
Of what?
Bosna.
Bosna?
Mm-hmm. Like the German and Austrian thing that you eat. It's like a sausage in a bun.
It's the perfect curry sauce. You just need a sausage, the sauce, and that's it.
This is really good.
The slogan is, be the curry to my Wurst.
Mm.
Oh.
Mm, yeah.
Pun intended. Bun intended.
Okay, yummy. This is really good.
And may
delicious.
The smoke be with you.
Oh, shit. I love it. I love...
Marketing on point.
Yeah.
I love jokes. I love dad jokes, especially.
This is one of my favorite episodes ever because we get to try new snacks and new drinks.
I brought you something. This is Nude Energy. It's from a friend of mine, Maxl. And
Maxl.
Yeah. He's quite funny because he's also having a mustache like this.
Nice.
And
for the listeners that only listen to the audio right now, he pointed at my mustache.
He also has a mustache like you, Connie. We always make jokes about being hairy women. Yeah. It's really funny.
Yeah. This is quite a natural energy drink. It's made with...
Okay, that's delicious. Wow.
Dattel.
Dates.
Dates, yeah.
It says
stay sexy.
Sexy. I love it.
Stay perfect sexy. For me. That's really good.
So it's called Nude Energy.
Yeah. And it's not that sweet, which I actually like I'm not on the sweet side of life, more on the hot side of life.
So many jokes.
So many jokes.
I'm going to try too. And we got some coffee, some delicious, fucking delicious cold brew called 25 grams.
Yeah.
The bottle is already empty because Connie and I poured it in our glasses already. And it's really good.
It's really high quality, or actually a specialty coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Lucas, a very good friend of mine, is also producing that in Klagenfurt. Yeah, actually.
Nice. So, I mean, we have you on the roadcast, on the roadcast, because you're not only producing chili sauces, we got to say that, you're also a musician.
Mm.
Yes.
A punk drummer, and you've been playing, you have your own bands, and you've been playing with a lot of other bands. Mm. Maybe you want to mention that for a second so people understand why you're actually here. Not because we wanted the snacks.
Not because we're fat fucks. Also because you're actually in a band.
No, really, tell us about the music.
Yeah, actually, I'm not here only to promote my hot stuff, but also because I'm a punk rock drummer, as you said. Actually playing right now with Dead Ends from Graz. It's fast melodic punk rock.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy named Lou, which is actually my not first band, but we're having the band for I think 11 years. So we even missed to play some anniversary show last year.
You were five. Yeah.
I started playing drums when I was four, actually.
What?
Yeah, really. I'm self-taught, so...
Good. Yeah, the punk rock school, right?
The punk rock school, My dad actually was also a drummer. Not that good, but good, yeah.
Nice. Sorry, Dad. Sorry, Dad. Hope you don't listen.
And he actually bought me a drum set. Little drum set. And I started to play drums.
Or the bass drum is
and
this big.
Yeah, I had the opportunity that my dad raised me with punk rock as well. Like Ramones, No Facts, and Bad Religion were the first bands I've been listening to when I was three or four years old. Yeah.
Kudos to your dad, who is one of the
My nose is running from
met.
The hot sauces.
Dead Ends, a guy named Lou, sometimes with Turbo Beer. But the last time we played together, or I played with them, was in Japan in 2018.
That infamous Japan tour that I've heard so right. many stories about.
Yeah. It's been the best 3 weeks of my life, actually. Yeah.
Everyone says that. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So as you might know, on this podcast, it's a touring it is a touring podcast, basically, because we talk about our listeners, my mom. She knows.
Once again.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
They know that we love to hear about the crazy, the fucked up, the sad, the emotional stories. Everything that you want to offer or you want to share, we love to hear about that.
Yeah.
So I bet there's some Japan stories that we have not heard yet. If you want to share.
Yeah.
There's got to be some fucked up stuff. I mean, it's Japan. I love Japan, but I've never been there, but I love it. I love the sushi. Kudasai, sushi.
Sushi, ramen, all that stuff, yeah. Yeah, Japan has been...
I started learning Japanese.
Yeah.
Let the man talk.
Barbecue desu.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Kudasai.
That's
all I know in Japan.
Yeah.
Japanish.
The 3 weeks in Japan were actually totally insane, yeah. Because every day you woke up and had to play some show in Tokyo. Tokyo is that big, you can tour for 3 weeks in Tokyo. Mm-hmm. And we've been to Tokyo and Osaka. And every day was completely insane. Yeah. I'm not really sure if I remember everything.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, it's been quite funny because, or even in Austria, we have some cat cafes, Katzen cafes.
Oh,
yeah.
They're big in Japan.
Yeah. But actually, we've not been to a cat cafe.
Sorry. You have to turn this the other
way. Oh, shit. You're talking into the mic the wrong way.
No worries.
Never
sorry.
Do.
Sorry, I'm drummer. I don't know how to speak to a microphone.
I'm drummer.
I
don't know.
That's the bass player jokes.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah,
cat cafes.
Yeah, but we've not been to a cat cafe. We've been to an owl cafe.
No.
Yeah.
Owl cafe?
Yeah. Eulencafé.
What?
Yeah. Fuck. I think we paid about 10 euros. We got one coffee for free.
And our
not from the bar, but from...
An owl.
From an owl.
But did you like stroke them or pet them?
You were allowed to pet some of them.
Can you hold them?
No, maybe some tiny ones, but the biggest ones were like half a meter. Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Did you see them turn their heads all the way?
Yeah, yeah, and they're looking at you like it's really strange because it's not like a cat or a dog is looking at you. It's like you think that they might start talking to you in some seconds.
You think you have something stuck in your teeth. They look at you like.
Yeah,
that's so crazy.
Yeah.
Owl cafe.
So did you pet an owl there?
Yeah.
How was it? Super fluffy?
Yeah, it's been fluffy.
Have you ever seen an owl without feathers? They're skinny as hell. There's just like.
No, but I'm definitely going to Google it later.
Google it. Please do it. Like frog ass. If you've never seen frog a frog ass. Butt. You have to Google that.
Okay.
Also, naked owls. Do it.
Naked owls, frog butts. Google it.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's pretty crazy already. How many times did you go there every morning?
No, only once. Okay. I mean, it's been a cool experience, but going there for a second time is, I think pretty boring.
Yeah. You've seen it all.
Yeah. But I think
I would love to go to a Highland Cow Cafe.
Highland
the
Cow.
They're the fluffiest, sweetest things in the world. Sorry.
Yeah.
Go on.
A steak cows. A Highland cow steak cows.
No.
I want to pet them.
But the Highland cow steakhouse cafe, whatever. I think you need a bit more space.
No, it would be so convenient. A Highland cow cafe where you can get the milk and then you have the cow and it turns into a
That's
steak.
That's a new business idea.
You can invite a Highland cow into the podcast and then, actually.
I would.
Yeah.
Next
I would
guest.
Keep my own Highland cow here in my van.
I'm your Highland cow. I'm fluffy and and I make funny noises.
Okay, what else happened in Japan?
We only had, I think,
two or
3 days off, actually.
Mm-hmm. Oof, that's rough.
Yeah, that's been pretty rough.
But it's expensive. Days off are expensive. Yeah. Japan is expensive.
Yeah. In one of these off days, we've been in Osaka and everyone decided to spend some time on their own, And I just went to the city and go for a little shopping tour because one thing I really liked about Japan was that I've seen many record stores to buy some vinyl.
Mm-hmm. How would you bring them home? Did you have enough space in your luggage?
Yeah. Actually, I think
just
I
brought
had
one pair of underwear and one shirt.
Yeah, and
punk rock.
15 vinyl, actually. I really
I folded them on the way.
12 or 15 records, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Also, I really found a Donuts record in Japan.
No,
yeah.
No way.
Yeah, they've
German
been,
punk
they made it somewhere.
Yeah, but I think they've been huge in Japan, actually, around 2000s.
It's really funny because also Indonesia, I once saw a documentary, Indonesia has a crazy punk rock scene.
Yeah.
Indonesia. Crazy.
Yeah.
Mohawks.
Yeah.
All over the crowd. Crazy.
Yep. I want to go tour in Indonesia now.
So I get it.
But the funny thing was on the shopping tour, I've seen many different stores and they had some really creative stores like so-called nerd stores like Elbenwald or whatever we have in Austria. And I've been there and it's been about 6 or 7
stories high.
Yeah, stories high. And the first, the second,
like
and
anime
the third.
And
yeah, anime, Star Wars, whatever. I bought some really
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Cool Star Wars chopsticks, like
lightsabers.
Yeah, lightsaber chopsticks for my bandmates and awesome. Some other stuff. And then I think on the third or fifth or fourth floor, I suddenly have been to a sex shop, but it's been the same shop. Yeah, and it's on every floor, getting higher. Mm-hmm. It turned more into a really hardcore sex shop. Yeah, actually, with
like a crazy anime sex shop.
Yeah,
which
also
is
you
probably
could buy
the dream
all the
of a lot of men
stuff.
With
women.
Hoofs and stuff. Hoof boots for the Highland Cow. Full circle. Hoofs. I saw somewhere that it's a thing that people turn. There was a dude that turned into a dog because he wanted to live as a dog now. It's not a sexual thing. It's just he identifies as a dog. And there's people who have sex and they
with dogs.
Pretend also, unfortunately, it's a...
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You see shunga, ancient shunga. Shunga is the Japanese traditional antique form of porn, painted porn. I did my homework. And I have chopsticks where there's shunga on it, actually, on each pair of chopsticks. No, people. But unfortunately, there is also a history of people fucking dogs.
Oh, yeah, nice.
My also, favorite sex story about Japan, about your tour, is that one of your touring party, and I've heard this story like a million times.
That's why I left so hard.
Because it's so funny when he tells the story. He was the only one, he said he's the only one on the tour that got laid in Japan.
Lies. I bet you.
I don't know. He said he's the only one who got laid on that tour. And the story when he tells it is so insanely funny because of obviously Japanese people do sex differently.
Ah, yeah.
I love that story. I'm not going to tell it. Oh, yeah, it's not my story to tell. I'm just saying that's my favorite tour story of that tour.
Yeah,
the hoofs. There's hoof boots, okay? Yeah. That's it. Okay, go ahead. So BDSM on the 8th floor.
Yeah, on the 18th floor or whatever. Actually, I really saw these puppets,
the waifu puppets.
The waifu puppets. Yeah. They cost about 6,000 euros or whatever.
Yeah, they're expensive.
And yeah, some strange people really like to marry them and live with them and whatever.
Did you touch it? Does it feel real?
Yeah, it feels real. You could also only buy some ass or tits or whatever, some parts,
normal.
Or if you can't afford the whole body. Yeah,
you just buy the...
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
But you can get that in Europe, I heard. This is not an Asian thing. Yeah, okay, very interesting.
Yeah,
how are the shows in Japan? Going back to music, from sex to music.
From sex to music.
Or do you have any more sex questions?
I have the answers. I've got the answers for y'all. I hope my mom doesn't listen to this.
The shows were funny, but a bit strange because during the songs, nobody in the audience was clapping or really talking. They've been quietly staring on stage, and because
they were so impressed with you.
Yeah, or they thought it was unpolite or whatever. I don't really know. Yeah, but
what
it's
the
been,
fuck is this?
one of the coolest things was that I think at every show we had many girls in bands, or even girl bands, and. That's
still punk bands, like
not only punk bands. Some very strange genres, like a bit of punk mixture with the rap and whatever.
K-pop.
And it is pretty cool because in Austria, it's even today not really common that we have many
girls
or
bands.
Or
more
whatever.
And more now, but still a lot less than men.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and. All the other bands we played together with in Japan were so insanely good. Yeah, they've been very young, but I hardly ever saw a band that wasn't technically really, really good. Yeah,
interesting.
Did you have a support band with you, or was it just you guys?
Different ones.
No, it was just two up here, but we played with other bands every day. Yeah. Really up to 7 bands in one evening.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What?
Really short sets, like 25 to 30 minutes.
Wow, crazy. Yeah. Okay.
How were the engineers and the local crews?
Also, many, many girls.
Oh, yeah. I think you told that. You told me, like, once we talked, that there were a lot of girl engineers in Japan.
Nice. Yeah.
That's cool.
And all the clubs were really high-end. Even in some more fucked up punk rock clubs, they had these Japanese toilets.
They clean your butt and clean themselves.
Yeah,
wow.
It's
nice.
Even I think in one bar, I opened the toilet door and the toilet seat automatically opened.
No, did it talk to you?
I also think that.
But in Japanese.
Some really talk to me, yeah.
Konnichiwa.
Imagine I would go to the Japanese toilet and it would say konnichiwa, and I would be like, "How do you know?"
Because
oh it's my Instagram name. Yeah. For everyone who doesn't
joke.
Know. How do you know?
Oh, awesome! Yeah. Okay.
And other than Japan, what's your favorite tour memory so far?
Pooh, lots of tour memories.
Like, I say punk rock holiday.
What's the most favorite? When you think of like, that was the best moment. It's hard to pick.
One of the best moments this year was actually when I've been playing at Punk Rock Holiday with Melon Ball.
A
cool band from Nuremberg, friends of mine. And I have been filling in on drums for some shows.
Perfect.
And this was pretty cool because we played on the beach stage, mm-hmm. yeah, the smaller stage directly at the Socha River. And this was so cool because it's been, I think, 4 p.m., so perfect time. And we've had about, I don't know, 400 or 500 people in front of the stage. And yeah, everybody was totally stunned by our show, yeah.
Nice, I love
because
it.
I actually thought it wasn't that good because mm-hmm. We only had one rehearsal, as it's always when I'm filling in some band, yeah.
What's the rehearsal? Just play very fast. That's it.
Yeah, of course. Very fast. It's punk rock, yeah.
It's all you have to do.
Yeah. Fast, loud, and yeah.
Loud.
And loud.
And louder. And even louder. And faster.
And faster and louder. And yeah, this was a very nice evening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a good time. And do you have a crazy story, like a really fucked up one where you're like, no names should be dropped on this one because it's so absurd?
Yeah.
Poop stories. Poop stories are always
poop stories. We've been touring a lot with a guy named Lou through Europe, like Germany, Switzerland.
Are we talking about the same one? The same Lou?
A guy named Lou. It's
band. It's the band's name.
It's my band's name. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm Tommy, actually.
Oh, you're thinking about a person named Lou.
Yeah, I was confused. I know that's your band name.
Band name is total shit, but...
it's great.
Okay, it's great.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Lou.
Lou.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been touring a lot through Europe, like Germany, Switzerland, Czech Republic, Hungary, and... I think we've been somewhere in Czech Republic where we played in some shitty bar in the cellar, yeah. And it's been raining all day and we didn't have any hotel or something. Mm. So we had to sleep in this shitty bar.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, my
and,
God.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's punk.
On
it's
the
normal.
Sticky floor. Yeah,
but... Yeah. I had the opportunity to sleep at a local girl's place because she told me I can come with her because she's having a jacuzzi at home.
And of course she has.
And you said, no, okay.
Yeah, okay. Normally I really like to sleep in some shitty bar, but
and
today
not in a jacuzzi?
I'm going to try the jacuzzi. Yeah. The funny thing was that she and her girlfriend were pretty drunk. And they searched for me and asked the barkeeper, yeah, where's the drummer, blah, blah, blah. And they weren't speaking English at all, yeah. So they had the Google Translator on their phone. Were totally drunk and tried and translated that they are having a jacuzzi at home and I can come with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I did that and actually it was just a bathtub.
No!
Yeah.
Oh shit.
But you went in the bathtub with the both of them?
No,
just with one.
Just with one. Yeah.
Really?
I love it.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's amazing. That's what touring
but
is all
about. But I had a shower, so that's been cool, yeah. Better than a shitty bar.
You had a shower? Get it. I'm slow today. Mm. Yeah. Did you watch the movie Hostel by chance?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Is it the one where the woman gets stabbed in the bathtub?
Mm. No, that's Psycho.
Oh.
That's a classic. But no, Hostel is where dudes get lured by some chicks into another place and then they get brutally murdered.
Yeah.
So that it just came to my mind.
Speaking of brutally, I just had one of those raspberry chocolate sticks and it's
really good.
It's brutally hot.
It's brutally hot, really.
No, but I'm very sensitive, but it's good in a good way. Like it's burning, but in a good way.
Yeah,
I like it when it burns.
It's some of my original hot sauce in it. Yeah,
it's really good though.
Yeah.
Can
also,
we
like,
open a window?
Yeah, let's open a door.
This is a hot box.
Can you open the other one so we have some airflow?
I really like this one because the raspberry is a bit sour. So it's...
Yeah, it's good.
It's
nice a good mixture
them.
Of flavors. I think it's really cool that you have this company and the way... I told you the other day, like, the way you built this from just making hot sauces as a hobby to having your hot sauces sold in, like, major supermarkets is, like, a really amazing and inspiring story. You built this from scratch. It all came from your own hands, from your own thoughts, your own ideas. So I think it's really, really cool thing. So I really want to tell anyone who's listening, to check out the sauces because they're super good.
And the snacks.
And the snacks and everything you make because it's delicious. And yeah, it's great to support someone who works as hard as you.
Thank you very, very much.
How did it actually start for you with the sauces? When did you come up? Did you wake up one morning and be like, I need a good hot sauce. I'm gonna make it myself.
This was the idea, yeah.
And you just mixed ketchup and plums and some chili and you were
ketchup, plums and some...
ketchup, plums and some apricots from the garden.
Liquid smoke.
Yeah. I've been eating hot stuff since I'm, 4 or 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Due to some friend of my parents who is from England with Indian roots, and he lived at our place when I was a child and started cooking Indian curries. So we, the whole family, got into eating hot stuff since I'm a little child. Yeah, and so
it burned your taste buds, and now you go hotter and hotter,
hotter. So during the years, I really needed to try every hot sauce in some supermarket I can find. Yeah. And when I've been around 24 or something, I really wanted to do my own hot sauce because I thought that there are so many hot sauces that do not taste good.
You have
Tabasco and stuff like that, tasting like vinegar, but you cannot really cook with it because then your whole meal is sour.
Yeah. I used to cook with sriracha. How do you call it?
Sriracha is quite cool, yeah, but
sriracha,
it's also...
But I did switch it up. Like, now I use your sauces.
Thank you very much.
I really do. It's not a joke.
I can't cook with hot stuff. I just put it on the side and then I dip my stuff in there, but I'm really... Like, I don't get a stomach ache from your sauces, but from any other hot sauce, there's like really
the stomach ache too.
Yep.
Just lay me down to die.
The thing is concerning the taste. Yeah, I think when a hot sauce, and many hot sauces are pretty sour because they use some very low quality vinegar.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm,
that's the point. Because I really searched for a long time to really find a good fruity vinegar.
Mm-hmm. We got to say you have your own, like we're parked in front of your office,
yeah,
which is a whole building with a whole kitchen where you do like experiment to make new sauces.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of like machines that...
Filling machines.
Yeah, filling machines and shit. Like it's a big like production here.
Heat quarter. Not
heat.
Head, heat. Get
heat
it?
Quarter.
Get it?
Yeah. Another great wordplay.
Yeah. And I actually... wanted to create a hot sauce which is fruity like a chutney, but hot like a hot sauce, but not killer hot, but really some kind of medium hotness that you can cook with.
And that's exactly what these two are.
Yeah.
So it's exactly what
this is very mild. These are more like barbecue sauces.
But I love those. They're so good.
As I dip all my like veggies in it and my food, now I'm full of sauce.
Have you ever thought...
Remind me not to touch my eyes.
Okay. Or your nose. Have you ever thought about... Because there's YouTube channels or whatever, you know, so many shows where they're like eating super hot
Do you
wings.
Know the hot ones?
Yeah. Of course.
We were talking before, like if we shoot on the podcast, I'll try to eat a chili because he has like a million different chilies growing outside.
I have IBS. I'm going to be rushed to the hospital.
Okay. We decided not to do it.
Yeah, because you have to travel home for... Some hours.
Some more driving to do,
But have you, of course, you know, the whole wing, hot wings shit, but have you ever thought about sending your sauces, like making a really devilishly hot sauce and sending it to one of those shows?
To Donald Trump or what?
No, for example.
To to send it to hot ones or what? What do you mean? I don't really know how you get to... Your sauce to, for instance, hot ones or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you have to pay for it.
Anyone knows, let us know.
Yeah,
hit us up.
But I've sent my hot sauces to some hot sauce awards in America.
How'd it go?
Did you see the wall inside his office? There's like a million awards.
I've won 5 world champion titles.
What
with the hot
fuck? Sauce.
You didn't know?
No.
The famous
know.
Scovia Awards in New Mexico.
What?
Yeah, it's the most famous fiery foods award in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I've won them 3 times in a row and won some
with
some
these
other
ones or with other sauces?
No, these are new. With the Tom's Hot Sauce Original, actually, nice. In the category Caribbean or World Beat, which includes Caribbean and stuff like that.
Nice.
And
love it.
With a spicy cocktail we created together with a local bar in Klagenfurt.
I think I tried that.
Yeah, the Tom's Hot Bowl.
I had a shot of that.
And yummy. Last year with the Bonfire.
Another
hot sauce.
Oh, I love it.
Made with this 25 grams cold brew and plums and.
It's really good. I tried that as well. Nice. Okay. Do you have a distributor in the US?
No, not yet. Because I'm really busy with Austria. Mm-hmm. So not yet, but we're trying.
But you can... Expanding. If someone from outside of Austria wants to get your sauces, they can order it and you send worldwide.
Online.
Nice.
Yep.
Okay. Awesome.
And also, you make a lot of like signature sauces for... album releases, festivals,
bands.
And
yeah,
bands.
I've created,
kind of all over.
I've created hot sauce for the Flatliners.
Yeah, I told you the other day, one of my favorite albums.
Yeah.
At the moment,
we listened to them earlier, and
we
said something
listened,
that's
listened
not
to
nice,
that.
Which I'm not gonna repeat.
Or for
we
spam.
Don't have the same very same taste in music.
No.
Yeah, but for spam for our friends at Klangfarbe.
Yep.
Our favorite music store. You made a signature sauce.
True. For Spam.
Spam.
And for my band, for Dead Ends.
Mm-hmm. For Burnswell, I saw you made one, which are also friends of ours, great band.
Yep.
A lot of signature sauces.
Yep. So if you want to create or get your own signature hot sauce, just...
Hit them up. Tom's Hot Stuff.
Get it. It's really good.
No, it's really yummy. Okay, so from the hot sauces... Back to the music.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you go on tour,
what
kind of music do you listen to? What's your favorite tour song?
The jam.
The tour jam.
The song. That gets you all.
This year with Dead Ends, we had a tradition to listen to some pirate metal.
Pirate?
Okay.
Oh, that sounds like something I would make fun
or
of.
Medieval metal.
Okay, we have a kind of a trauma with that kind of music.
Feuerschwanz, really great.
I don't know.
It's more a joke, we're not really fans, but...
You know what the thing is with that band? There's a lot of medieval metal bands, but Feuerschwanz actually started, they're one of the biggest ones at the moment, but they started it as a joke, making fun of that kind of music,
the
and now they're the biggest.
The band members.
Or one of the biggest.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's kind of hilarious, but...
Yeah. But
that kind of music is heavy.
Do you remember this festival in Germany with the one band that went on stage in superhero costumes, medieval superhero costumes?
I hope
costumes,
I'm not offending anyone, but I cannot
I
listen
like,
to that.
I was like, what
the
actual fuck?
But you know, as a joke or to...
Yeah, but
like,
because you said
it.
Band and a joke, the best band I've bit mentally disabled from the fair. I've been drinking for
from all the
three,
nice customers at the fair.
The best band or joke band concept, whatever I've discovered this year, a few months ago, is Roy Bianco und die Abruzzati Boys.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you know them?
Mm-hmm. And do you know Christian Steifen?
Yeah,
ooh,
but Roy Bianco
also
is even more better in my opinion because it's Italo Schlager.
Dude, that's my jam.
Yeah,
I love Italo pop, especially when I'm drunk, and also like in a jokingly way, but
not. You're so on with it.
It's my guilty pleasure.
And these guys are pretty good. Yeah, I've bought some merchandise as well a few days ago.
There's also talking of merchandise. There is merchandise of Tom's Hot Stuff. I have a very great hoodie.
Caps.
You like it?
I love it.
Yeah.
I just couldn't wear it so far because I had my nose surgery and I couldn't wear hoodies. And now it's like summer and it's hot. But I will wear it and I will post a picture with it and tag you and show the world this amazing hoodie.
Okay. Back
to the music.
Back to
the jam. What is the current jam? You said Roy Bianco?
Yeah.
What is the song? The tour song that gets you all fucking pumped up for the tour? Or
Bella. Bella.
Okay.
Napoli.
Perfetto.
That's going to be the outro for the episode.
So good. It fits our Italian journey. So
because we just drove here from Italy.
See?
And I really like Campari Soda.
Get out of the bus.
I like more the...
I hate it. The bitter stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. We've had a lot of discussions about drinks, you and me, because I cannot drink anything bitter. Last night, my friends and I was in an Italian wedding yesterday. And my friends had, my Italian friend said, I need to try an Americano. And I was like, no, I'm sure I'm not going to like it. And I watched the barkeeper make it with like Campari. And I was like, I'm not going to like it. They're like, no, you will love it. What Everyone loves it.
Isn't it a coffee normally?
Yeah, Americano? Usually it's a water.
No, it's also coffee. A drink. That my Italian friends call it Americano. And they were like, you have to try it. You will love it.
What? Campari? What else?
Another kind of alcoholic beverage. And then there is like a lemon zest in it. And I don't know.
Ah, it's because the first thing I thought of was Negroni.
Mm-hmm. It's also disgusting for me.
Also disgusting, yeah.
With gin, Campari, and Martini. Also, I think
Martini is really good.
Martini is okay.
A little alcohol,
but yeah.
And
so
an orange zest.
You love the bitter stuff, and I hate it. And we will only be drinking beer together because that we can.
Yeah, yeah. That's the drink we can arrange with
beer or wine.
Or wine.
Good wine
or
is okay.
Yeah, you don't like gin tonic.
No, gin is also...
Yeah, it's too bitter.
It's too bitter.
Gin tonic is my second blood type.
If I smell a gin tonic...
Cucumbers.
I want to vomit. It makes me get sick.
Without cucumbers or...
Without the salad inside. What do you think of Moscow Mules? That's my...
Yeah.
That's really good.
I love Moscow Mules.
With ginger beer.
Ginger beer without alcohol is the best. I made some sick-ass Moscow Mules at a... Ogal Viggy party.
Ah, yeah.
With berries inside and all that wild stuff. It was really good. And
once we have the fridge in here, once we have the fridge in here, we're going to add a little bar and you're going to mix cocktails for the guests.
And then we need a driver for real because we're going to end up being fucking hammered.
Full circle. We need a driver.
I have a question. Do you have some special cocktail you created at your on the road or whatever?
It's whatever is left in the fridge. Put it in a tumbler put some ice in there and drink that bitch. Mm-hmm.
Chug it. That's it.
Yeah.
With a hose.
Yeah, so special drink. We all know what I'm going to say. Tububia. Their drummer that you've been filling in for. I don't know if you've ever had one because when he's not there, you're playing. So and he's the one who's always mixing.
When we were in Moosburg.
Oh yeah, true. Yeah. You were coming to a show a couple of weeks ago
just for drinking. Oh, we've got some.
And the drummer that Schmiedl, the actual drummer of Tububier, he makes these. He calls it Madla.
Abominations that are called Madla.
It's what is it? It's orange juice.
It's so much bullshit.
Malibu.
Sparkling wine.
Sparkling wine.
Vodka?
Limes. Sparkling water, whatever. And he mixes them for everyone. Like, he takes like half an hour and makes sure everyone has their drink and that the limes are sliced perfectly. Like, he's a professional.
Yeah.
He's a diva, a drink diva.
That's normally hate Malibu, but... Yummy. Greets to Schmiedl. The Maler was really great. Yeah,
tasty. Schmiedl, love it. We're gonna see if you listen to this, you son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. We have to cut that one out.
No, we won't. Yeah, no, that's a really good drink, actually.
Yep.
I can find
it. I never made up a drink.
Do you know Vonsta? We created it at Spamfest because at Spamfest 3, that's been, I think, in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And on the first festival day, we were backstage and we drank the whole beer. So the second day, till I think the evening, they didn't have any beer backstage.
Oh my god!
Wow.
Just wine and Monster. Mayhem. Yeah. So
our favorite drink.
Vic from Dead Ends, my bandmate, and I, we created Monster.
Wine and Monster.
Wine and Monster.
Monster.
And the perfect branding would be just to
like
turn...
Like Mario and Mario.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. I said to Stefan, greets to Stefan, I hope you watch the podcast as well.
Yeah, he's been a guest.
You should definitely... Sorry. Oh, so hot. No, not hot.
It's so hot. You want to take a drink?
Stuck in my
throat. We have a little drink here?
Oh, yeah.
Drink that. I'll take a sip from
yours. You definitely should...
Try Monster.
Monster and...
Which kind of monster and which kind of wine?
It's very important.
When you're drunk, it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
But you should definitely invent it as the Spam Fest signature cocktail.
Monster.
Our signature drink. So we're basically on it.
Make a signature drink. Maybe mix it with Jägermeister or something, but nothing's going to be as good as Monster.
Do you know Viscaretto? It's a dead end.
Whiskey and amaretto.
Yeah, half-half. You drink one glass of it and then you're not able to speak anymore.
I love it. Like, I once got really drunk on a bottle of amaretto by myself.
Or Cinto Presso.
Oh.
Do you know Cinto Presso? It's a gin tonic with cold brew.
I can see that you're creating all these sauces because you make up interesting combinations in your head. I've never thought about something like that.
It's all about branding.
It's all about the branding.
Cinto Presso.
But there are some gin coffee drinks already. Some tonic. Oh my God, the tonic espresso. That's a thing.
Mm, yeah, but there's no alcohol in it.
It's pretty fucking disgusting, I have to say. Mm. It's pretty disgusting.
Wow.
I don't know about adding the gin. Maybe it makes it better.
Yeah, it's like sniffing Coke, but you don't have to
normal drinks.
Nice. Mm. Well, actually, we also have a lot of fucked up new stories to tell, but time is running out, so we have to make it. So talking about
all the drinks and snacks.
Yeah.
Drinks and snacks.
What's your favorite tour snack? And drink, if you want to add that.
My favorite tour snack...
can also be a full-on meal.
Whatever makes you happy.
That's a snack, you know?
It's definitely hot sauce. but not only hot sauce, yeah?
Only your own hot sauce.
I really like these small sausages, like Knabbernossi or whatever.
Dipped in hot sauce.
Dipped in hot sauce.
Coated in hot sauce.
And... I really like the King Cone Cornetto ice.
Ooh.
Yeah, the huge one with the...
Ice cream lovers.
With the plastic
cover on top. Yeah, with the plastic
cover on top.
Cover on top, yeah.
Good.
1,000 calories.
Gatorade or Powerade, only the blue ones.
Of course.
Greetings to
Brandy. Blue Gatorade for the win.
Taste,
blue. Yeah, and some protein bars.
Oh.
Because I really like the...
consistency,
the
chewiness.
The chewiness, I like that too. Gatorade or Powerade is really nice to have on the rider for the day after when you're hungover.
I have a question. Are you the reason why the blue Gatorade is on the rider of Turbo Beer still?
No, but
you drink it because it was on the rider.
No. I drink it because Brandy of Dead Ends also really likes Gatorade and Powerade, and
that's really good.
I'm more into Powerade, he's more into Gatorade. Actually, we say Hauptsache blau.
The main thing is it's blue.
It's gotta be blue.
Yeah, it's really smart. But I noticed that a lot of venues struggle with that.
Yeah.
And they end up bringing you whatever they think is Gatorade or Powerade, and it's nothing. Not like that. But anyways. So sausages and...
sausages, Cornetto protein bars...
Hot sauce.
A perfect meal, yeah.
It is a four-meal, healthy. Look at him. Mm. He's got to be good. In shape as fuck. Mm. What else? Favorite song? Favorite food?
Favorite podcast?
Favorite podcast? What's the name of the podcast?
Say it.
On the Roadcast.
Yeah!
Right answer. Ding, 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 ding.
Okay, I have one last question because I want to make this a new question, a new frequently asked question.
Oh God.
Owls or Highland cow? Okay, no. The question is, what was your last concert that you attended and did not play it? Hit me.
Not playing, but attended.
Yes. No lies. If it was Hansi Hinterseher, you gotta be honest.
It's been Roy Bianco.
I know you were in Vienna for that one.
Yeah. And it's been my first and best Schlager-Konzert ever.
Beste überhaupt.
That's also the full circle because that's the outro.
That's the outro song.
Bella. Bella.
Woohoo. Thank you,
Napoli.
Tommy.
Thank you. We love your sauces. We love you.
We love cold brew. And we love the
nude energy.
The nude energy.
With Connie's mustache on it.
And all the snacks.
All right.
That was a very snackish episode. I love it.
Yeah. Fat fucks united.
Stay hot. No.
shine.